heard that on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis declared this year the year of St. Joseph. So from December 8th of this year through December 8th of 2021, we are being called to reflect and celebrate Joseph in a very particular way. You may have remembered in the past Pope Benedict had the year of faith. There was the year of priests. I think Pope Francis had a year of mercy. So kind of these different themes. And this year it is for Joseph. And he's interesting because scriptures tell us so little. In fact, nowhere are his words even recorded. We don't have him speaking. And there's different thoughts on this. One of them is the most popular one, is that he's probably much older than Mary at this time. And so we have that huge gap between Jesus in the temple at 12 years old and the beginning of his public ministry at 30. And probably sometime in there, especially given life expectancy wasn't as long, Joseph would have died. One of the great mysteries of those missing years, as they're often referred to. In Matthew's account of Jesus' birth that we just heard, Joseph is distressed, and who could blame him? Here he is betrothed to Mary, and all of a sudden, she's pregnant. And we have to imagine that was a moment of betrayal, a moment of grief for Joseph, wondering how could this have happened? It just wouldn't have made sense to him. On a deeper level, I'm sure this was also a spiritual crisis for Joseph, wondering how it happened, and now what to do, what's right. Just think to some of the challenges that you've faced in your life, especially those ones that have been a bit more serious. It's one thing to be upset, but it's another to be hit to the core, where you feel yourself affected spiritually. I imagine before the angel came, this is where Joseph found himself, asking the question, where is God in all of this? Through the message of the angel, Joseph was also able to realize that somehow this crazy scenario was God's handiwork. And doesn't it seem like the craziest situations in our life are where God does some of his best work? It's not in the ways we'd expect or the ordinary, but it's in the crazy, unpredictable stuff that God does his best. Joseph was probably more confused after the dream, trying to make sense of this all. But his response was like Mary's response to the angel. Faith. He let go and let God, as the cliche goes. He was willing to cooperate with God's plan. And so I think one of the questions for us is, who are the angels in our life? When we find ourselves in those crazy, unpredictable situations, when we find ourselves feeling betrayed or grief-stricken or whatever it might be, and we're wondering how it happened and where to go, God comes to us. He sends angels to give us messages. But who are those angels for us? Maybe a spouse, a friend, a sibling. Maybe a moment of clear prayer when you come here to church or before you go to bed or something like that. But who are the angels that send messages of God's love to you? And perhaps that's a good reflection as we move into 2021 to figure out our angels, but then to let go and let God. 2020 has forced all of us to let go of the reins in some aspect, because so much of what is going on is just flat out of our control. And that's also what makes it most difficult, is we want to control and work on how things are going to turn out. But like Joseph, we are to ask the question, where is God in all of this? How is it that we can trust in God's divine plan? Who are our angels? If we can enter into our new year having celebrated Christmas, maybe we'll see a difference in our lives being made. We'll be able to live with a greater confidence and a greater faith. As the angel said, do not be afraid. God